Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. Well, right now, just Joe Giglio is Hugh Douglas. Pop-Up Douglas took a little stroll. You back?
No, I didn't. Like, I was trying to make my
We're playing
my
Peter
right.
Cottontail.
No, and the bowl broke.
What happened?
You know the bowl that you know the bowl, the mixed bowl.
No,
broke.
No, we don't.
What bowl?
The bowl. It broke.
You had a bowl for your lunch and it broke?
Yeah, it broke. Then I had to clean it, you know.
What are you talking about?
Kyle has an attitude, I can tell.
The quarterback turned the ball over 5 times last night.
Did you watch the same game on?
We got less sleep. And the team stinks.
Well, and then you had the nerve to come on here and talk about the positives in the first 5 minutes of the show.
It's an all-timer for the Midday Show.
I thought you were going to say that for like 11.
And you rolled it right out of 10:02.
Because, like, listen, unlike you guys... After I have to process that, and so you know, we try to start with the positives.
No,
positives are the defense got after it last night. No,
it was the worst offensive line in the league. You know, we know that, right?
Like, no, I was getting,
they had a fourth stringer right now.
I was getting texts from my friends, and one of them said they just wanted to hug Jalen because he was having a rough one. And then somebody said that's
sickening.
Somebody said he was butt cheeks.
Oh, he was complete butt cheeks last night.
He was like he said. He said Jalen was cheeks. I was like, dang, that's
total
terrible.
Cheeks. That was 3.5 hours of cheeks. All right. Before we go any further,
3.5 hours of cheeks is crazy.
We'll get back to your phone calls. But let's
it's
get
hard to go back to back.
It is hard to go back. We've lost you.
3.5 hours is crazy.
We've lost you, okay?
Fantasizing about Dicker.
Can you keep the main thing the main thing?
No. No. We need some levity today, man, because I'm telling you.
Wait, what happened during the pregame show last night that you lost your mind?
What do you mean? He was like a light box. A light box.
Yeah, Elliot said light box, and he was gone.
Come on.
To the point where Elliot in Los Angeles had to like chime in laughing because he heard you laughing.
And fantasizing about Dicker and 3.5 hours of cheeks. Is
That's
one
right.
thing.
Yeah.
Light boxes, we should be able to move past that.
Well, Jalen was a pro last night. He said he couldn't get them in the box. I mean, that was in the postgame.
All
right. Can we hear, now speaking of professionals, unlike this show, the morning show, they have nothing but professionals. Let's hear some of them this morning. It got heated over, the issues and really if the positivity bunny was in retrospect a good idea or a bad one.
And you feel like this thing is kind of teetering.
That is such a juvenile thing to allow to go on in your locker room.
But hold on, 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 hold on. What about the 2018 shrine to Nick Foles? That wasn't juvenile? Because that worked. That was the thing. But it's the same idea.
No, no, an 8-foot bunny is juvenile.
So I don't know. I get your point, Rhea. And look, it clearly didn't work. But like, I don't have a problem with them trying something to rally something. And like, maybe it was the wrong
thing. Maybe it was the wrong thing. 8-foot bunny was outrageously juvenile. And frankly, beneath the defending Super Bowl champions.
It still doesn't, the optics
of
it.
And I said that before.
They need a gimmick. They need a gimmick. Teams have gimmicks. That's what you do.
They have no coaching and players if you need a gimmick.
Look, Rhea, they are what they are, though.
You need a gimmick?
Yes, they do. Rhea, they need anything they can get.
They're professionals.
That's embarrassing.
Okay, would you rather?
Embarrassing.
They're professionals, James. They're professionals.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so hold on then.
So then they got nothing.
Let me ask you a question.
What are you guys talking about?
Hold on. Let me ask you a question.
What are you doing?
Hold on. Let me ask you a quick question. If you are walking towards a ledge, would you just walk off it, or would you maybe try and stop yourself?
I'm not,
like, the point is, why not,
James,
try something? Like,
I'm
who
not
cares?
A professional, like, athlete being paid multi-million dollars. It's a completely ridiculous analogy. They are a professional football team.
My point is,
and they
I am fine with them trying.
8-foot bunny in the middle of their. And this is that. I said this yesterday.
Like, it didn't work, but they tried something.
Ben, your
they
thoughts on the 8-foot bunny.
It's so dumb.
But they needed something. I agree. It was a dumb.
If you need a bunny,
if there's been a shrine to Nick Foles, how is that different?
It's like, completely
it's
different.
It's not different. It's the same thing. It's the same thing as Brad Miller bringing in bamboo. It's just something for his team to rally around. And it ended up being dumb. Maybe they thought that everyone hating the bunny would be something that they could rally around, and us against the world. Like, it didn't work.
It's embarrassing.
It's some of my favorite audio this station has had the entire football season. I think my favorite part is Richie. What are you guys doing? What's going on? They're screaming.
And listen, and then the calmness that Rhea displayed by just sitting there, telling, it's embarrassing. I skew more with Rhea.
Rhea's
and
right.
I'm not just saying that because I'm afraid of her. I'm not saying because
no, Rhea's correct on this.
Yeah.
No, but
also because we're afraid of her.
It's one of those things where, and she makes some good chili too. For a person that doesn't make a whole lot of chili, she made some really good chili. No, it just was a thought. I was just like, it just was a thought
just
that popped
you want
in my
some
head.
Free food.
No,
I
it
mean,
was just in case she's listening,
right,
she makes some really good chili. It was gimmicky, and everybody thought it, but here's the thing. Nobody said anything because we were hoping what everybody else was hoping.
Yeah.
That it worked. It was the accountability bunny.
Well, no.
Like, out of all the accountability.
No, it was the positivity bunny.
Accountability bunny. Out of all the bunnies you put in there, you're going to put the accountability bunny.
I'll tell you, after hearing that, the positivity bunny did not do its job.
Nope.
Didn't.
I think if you polled everyone the minute they saw the photo, I think
we knew the bunny was in trouble with the loss. Yeah,
right. Like maybe some people talked themselves into it on Monday when we saw this thing emerge on Saturday. Most of us had the same thought: season's over.
Well, it was like, what the hell are they doing? Like that is the least hardest thing that you would associate a football team with, in my opinion, especially one that's, like Rhea said, the defending Super Bowl champion. But we all sat here, and you know, I talked to my teammates about it, and we workshopped it. And everybody tried to put a positive spin on it.
Yeah.
And it was like, I've never seen anything like that before. And when it happened, I was like, yeah, we about to probably cook.
I think my favorite thing was Seltzer kept trying to rationalize it with all these other examples, Nick Foles and the bamboo and stuff. And Rhea's argument, which was a great argument, is it's an 8-foot inflatable bunny.
You don't need no other arguments. It's stupid.
It's a joke.
Now, here's the question before we move on and go back to the phone lines here. Are we just going to quietly, you know, let the air out of this thing and pretend this never happened? Are they going to try?
No, we're going to kill that bunny. They're going to stab it.
They're going to stab the inflatable
bunny.
They can't keep it blown up this
week,
right?
The next time they're all back at the facility and the media's there, we need to get cameras
on
where
the bunny
is.
They probably keep the positivity.
Oh, God, no.
No, they can't.
You're telling me, like, they're doing their press conferences this week after practice and the bunny is blown up in the locker room? Be the laughing stock of the league.
This week it's going to be the Donnie Darko bunny.
That's a better bunny.
That one fits.
That's the negativity bunny.
Yeah, I think we have become the Donnie Darko bunny on this radio station. Now let's go to Andy in Westchester. Hey, Andy.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Andy, what's
hey,
up?
Hey, Andy.
The problem I have with the bunny is it's it's contrived. You know, all the other stuff they're talking about happened organically. It didn't just say, we're going to do this to make it better. That makes it worse.
It's forced. But, yeah, it's too much. That doesn't work.
So, anyway, my third eye is tingling. I'm down in Alabama right now, and while you guys were talking, I'm actually going back to OG Wade. I haven't heard anybody mention Tanner McKee yet today. But that said, I was driving up just north of Birmingham and came across Tanner Road while I'm waiting on hold, and then drove right past University of Alabama, and I'm thinking, maybe it's time to bench him. Isn't that what they did?
They did. They did it for Tua.
Yeah.
And then it worked.
Well, I don't know. I don't think Tanner's the answer, but I mean, at some point, you got to – it's like pulling a pitcher. You got to shake him up or do something. So I'd say if this carries into the first half of the Raiders game, which I do think they're capable of losing, then he's got to be pulled.
Well, at that point,
I think there's a conversation.
Yeah, but they're also, at some point, Andy, if this continues at this rate, they're going to owe it to the rest of the players, right? Like, you can't let one player lose, just keep losing games for you.
And you can't, whatever idiot's name is, I can't remember that, you know, just, okay, A.J. Brown dropped balls or all these things happen, but they haven't been getting the shots they could get if they had a quarterback that could get the ball to them. You know, just.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Because they make have one problem in a game where he has two drops in a game. He didn't throw 40 errant passes over the season, or, you know, it's just ridiculous. Something's got to change. And I'm glad whoever wants to tell me I told you so, go ahead. I'm all ears.
You know what? There's probably going to be a lot of that. Andy, good phone call, man. We appreciate it. We don't want this to continue. I don't want an I told you so. I don't want the Eagles to have to get a new quarterback. I mean, that just makes things more complicated to try to win at the level we want them to win at. I want this one to be better. But I can't make that happen magically, and they can't either.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they would have already.
Yeah. The unfortunate thing is this is one of those games where you really have to go look at the man in the mirror, and you have to figure out what it is that you can do better. You know, Jalen didn't play well. There's a lot of blame to go around, but yesterday, that falls at his feet, more so than any other time this season. It falls at his feet. We've all been recklessly speculating all year long what it's been, and, you know, people have been upset about it. But yesterday, that one falls at his feet. And we can sit here and say, well, it's the Petullo and all this other stuff. They had an aggressive game plan, and they implemented it for the most part. But there was a lot to be desired, and Troy pointed it out. I mean, I think that's the most telling thing. Go back.
It is.
And look at the first game that Troy did and how complimentary he was to Jalen. And then go look at this game. It changed. Because Troy's not a dummy. Troy hears things. And when you hear things about people, you take the game to the lab because it might be something that you're missing because it's clouded by the winning. Because winning cures all ills. But now when you look at it and it happened the way that it happened, he took his game to the lab. He pointed out different throws that he could have made that were easier throws. It was one throw that Jalen made, no question, but Troy was saying that this was the easier throw because the tight end was running across her. And there was nobody in the middle of the field, and he could have probably ran it in for a touchdown. So Jalen missed that. I mean, it happens. Like, that's not me saying that that's the most egregious thing that Jalen did, because it happens. That you might have a route or a concept that has two people open, and you just pick the one you want to throw the ball to. But there was a lot of that yesterday, and he pointed it out.
I kind of want to put the kibosh on one thing that we say a lot, is the winning cures all thing. I mean, haven't we seen for a good enough period of time now that that's not true?
I mean, they were 8-4 and went and got a bunny.
They were 8-2.
Can I say this to that, Kyle? The reason why that's said, because if they had won last night, as ugly as it would have been, if they'd have thrown five picks.
Mm-mm. No. Mm-mm.
I guarantee you that if we got the win.
Well, we would have hit the dump button.
No.
The dump button would have been hit.
Said no. You think that. The majority of calls would have been
I didn't say they would be positive, but there would be some that said we got the win. Because let me tell you this. This is the fact. How many teams have that many turnovers and win games?
Almost none.
And that's the positive you take out of it.
No,
I'm saying that's
no,
what it
would be. I think the consensus would be you play with fire long enough, you get burnt.
Well, like, some people would say that, but there would be a lot of people that would be like, hey, a win is a win.
They would have been lucky to win last night.
No, I'm not disputing
We'd get maybe three calls that say they won.
We'd have got the win, though.
Well, but we would hit the dump button. We would have said it. Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry.
We'd have to. Yeah, you know, we can't let that go.
No. All right. Speaking of sometimes the dump button, there's no dump button on YouTube, but we do comb to see what they're talking about. And then let's get to you people. See what they're talking about
today. You people. It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
I want the bunny in a ditch by tonight.
A bunny ceremony that we say goodbye to the bunny. I'd watch. They aired that thing, they buried the bunny.
The live bunny burial?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Watch. Screw that bunny.
Yep. So there's been a guy. He's in the YouTube chat a lot, so I'm appreciative that he's a listener. I mean, the entire show today, excuses for the quarterback.
Okay.
Nothing but. Kevin Betullo is purposely sabotaging Hurts and the offense.
That makes sense. Yeah. Logic.
Let's see. Any quarterback would have had a similar night to Jalen last night.
Of course. I bet, yeah.
Yep. And let's see. My favorite is he was concussed.
If I had a Jalen Hurts excuse bingo card, you would have...
Oh, he would have filled it out.
I mean, you would have filled it out in 5 minutes.
The concussed one was... That's the low that we're at right now.
You think we can go lower, Hugh, than he was concussed?
Oh, yeah,
you can definitely get lower.
Oh, just give Hugh a few more hours.
What do you mean give him a few more hours? I don't make excuses. I try to give you solutions to problems.
I mean, that couldn't be further from that.
I don't make excuses. I try to tell you, and I try to tell y'all don't want to listen to it, y'all get mad.
We have an entry in the bracket called Excuse Maker Douglas.
Yeah. I don't make excuses, though.
And spin Dr. Douglas.
I don't spin.
Spin is really just another word for an excuse. Yeah.
I don't spin.
Spin a lot. Spin a lot of webs over there. A
lot of spinning, yep.
I don't think so.
Here goes Douglas laughing at us again.
Laughing at the fact that folks are crashing out?
Yes.
Yes. I think it's funny.
I think it's a personality trait of Hughes. I think in tough moments you kind of like...
Well,
I
rally the troops. I like to rally the troops.
No.
But it's like I'm not...
The
I'm
seven
not,
sacks this morning didn't work.
Well, the seven sacks... That was... Like, the biggest thing we worried about in that game yesterday was the fact that Jalen Carter wasn't playing. And for them to have the type of game that they had, come on now. We tend to forget that.
Well, all right, but it is fair to say that's probably the worst offensive line in the sport, right?
Hey, listen, are they going to get paid next week?
They shouldn't. I mean, for being honest.
Yep. Guys, are we certain that we aren't the Raiders get right game next week?
Well, so
I did talk a lot of trash to that Raiders.
The Raiders are terrible, but I'll be totally honest. When I saw the line as 11.5, I was like, are we sure about that, guys? We're going to win by 11.5 off of overtime on a short week?
Yeah.
I mean, this again, I think they're going to win the game on Sunday, but this feels more like 20 to 10, and we feel sad again afterwards than anything else.
There should never be a time the rest of this year and today's show is that anybody, not the people you need to hang up on, are the ones that say 38 points.
Oh, we'll get that
you
Friday.
You need to slap them across the lips. Like, you need to go to their house or wherever they are and slap them across the lips and say, wake up, because ain't no way this team scoring 38 points.
No.
You need to keep that around 21. 22 is being optimistic.
Our guy Elliot picked 30 last night.
Yeah, I mean, we need to slap Elliot across the lips. Elliot need to be the first candidate.
It's enough.
No more.
If I thought Mike Wazowski throwing four interceptions on the Monsters, Inc. broadcast last night wasn't rock bottom, then a loss to the Raiders.
Sure, I might rewatch the Monsters, Inc. one. I just saw the highlights.
Yeah, I did. I saw it. Did I saw you? That. Yeah, I saw it. It was
Now, was Wazowski wearing Hertz's jersey?
No, I think he was just Mike Wazowski.
He was just Wazowski.
It was just Wazowski. So pretty notable about the Twitter poll and which way it's sort of skewed now, given where we were.
Mm-hmm.
We did get a comment, though. You are out of line.
Had a line for wondering if the quarterback with five turnovers is a problem.
Yep.
Okay.
And we have a WIP problem, not a QB problem.
That's always the way this goes. WIP has been a significant problem in 25. 2020, it was a problem. 2012 was a problem. But in 17 and in 24 and in 22, we weren't a problem.
No.
It's funny how it works.
Yes. They were able to overcome WIP in those years.
I got you.
Kyle is a Delco hoagie mouth moron.
Hoagie mouth. What does hoagie mouth mean?
I think it's just the accent.
Like okay, got it.
Yeah. You sound like you got a whole hoagie in your mouth as you talk. Okay. Yeah.
Let's put Kyle out there at quarterback and see how well he does. Maybe he'll think twice about criticizing Jalen Hurts.
This is one of my favorites.
Yes. Yeah.
The point is, it shouldn't be the same because we're just regular people and he's supposed to be a great player.
He makes $50 million a year.
Make a lot of money.
And he's the guy that told, like, nobody was sitting here this offseason calling WIP saying that Kyle was the second best quarterback in the NFL.
No, it's relative to his peers in the game. It's relative to, you know, like Brock Purdy or whatever. Just pick quarterbacks out. Like, that's what his bar is.
Yeah.
Not us.
Yeah. So keep dreaming, because I'm going to criticize everybody that is able to do a lot more things than I ever will. Does anyone actually think Hugh likes these two guys?
Of course.
I love your response.
Yeah, of course.
Now, did he like us today when in the first segment I threw a pen and yelled
like
at him?
Him in that man, first segment?
I couldn't handle it.
Like, this is a truism of every day. I think that's why we bring balance to this show because, you know, we're all different and we all see things differently. But at the end of the day, it's sports.
Yeah.
And we don't get that upset about it. We're upset on the air. We know you, Kyle. But it's like, it's at the end of the day, nobody's that upset. Yep.
No, I mean, I am upset at some callers, but not at you.
We know who
we'll be
upset. So are we ready to talk about who was the heavy breather at the press conference?
No.
We're still going to.
We're going to lay out on that.
Because I know who you're thinking, and we're just going to lay out on that one.
Who am I thinking?
Nope.
I'm curious.
Why would I do that
I'm
to that
curious.
Person?
You can tell me off air.
I will, yeah.
Yep. All right. Theory, the positivity bunny has compromised Hugh Douglas.
What do you mean? What did I do? I didn't catch that much heat today.
I think the bunny paid you off.
What do you mean? To do what?
To talk about the seven sacks to start the show.
That was classic Douglas spin.
No,
it had seven sacks.
Listen.
Okay.
Full disclosure, it wasn't spin. I already knew where y'all was going. That was like a layup. That was one you just go straight to the bucket with that one. I was just looking. When I went to sleep last night, I was trying to do what we always did when we played. Try to, like, even in a loss, you try to figure out what are some of the positives you get out of this because you have another game to play and you got to move forward. So that's where I was.
Nope.
And I was like, oh, they moved the ball pretty good.
No, they didn't.
Well, like you
no.
see.
No.
They did not.
Hey, Joe, I started to stutter when I said it. And I was like, okay, well, that dog probably won't hunt. But at least Saquon. Saquon got
that's
him
crazy.
100 yards.
Hugh's mic just went out. All right, one more. If Ike brings up the positives one more time, I'm out.
Classic Reese.
Even though, I mean, I still didn't catch that many strays today. Not as many as I thought I was going to catch.
No, it was arguing amongst themselves. When days like this happen, it's a very, like, they're coming at each other.
It's a civil war. It's in fighting. Yeah.
And a lot of the stuff is you know, not air appropriate.
Yeah, everyone's going through the feelings today. It's a tough one. I mean,
feelings. Nothing more than feelings. Hey, this too shall pass, people. No. This too shall pass.
Well, yeah.
It passed like a kidney stone.
Yeah.
Everything passes you, but this hurts.
I can't wait to hear Ike and Spike when they get on there. I want to hear what they got to say.
Well, I have a feeling they're going to crush the quarterback. I mean, what?
I don't know. I feel like Ike is going
to
come with some positivity.
Oh, stop.
Ike is going to be positive.
According to the YouTube chat, he already did for 4 hours.
Well, that's true. According to the YouTube. Can't wait to hear what Hugh has to say next from 2 to 6 on the afternoon show. All right, you guys have a great rest of your day. We will talk to you tomorrow as we try to pick up the pieces
pick
of a season falling apart. Our afternoon show next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.